Andrew Crystal with you. Crystal Nation Awaken. This is Canada Talks, Channel 167, only on Sirius XM. You know, with this looming tax season, a lot of people are still paying more money to the feds than they should. And business owners are under siege all over the True North Strong and Free because of a raise, also in the USA, with raising minimum wage. This puts more pressure. Hey, look, I'm all for people getting more dough. But what does this mean in terms of business owners and, you know, the risk taking that they do, generally speaking, with small business? We're talking small business here, not Tim Hortons. This will mean more costs for consumers with the raise in minimum wage, and will also mean more difficulties for the business owners. And with changes to the tax code for small business, people are really scratching their heads because this is the biggest driver when it comes to employment. Joining us to discuss is Adrian Reynolds. He's with Integris Pension Management Toronto, and Eric Chevrette with Regard Financial Services in Quebec City. Gentlemen, welcome to the broadcast. And how worried should business owners be with all of these changes? Eric, let's start with you.
Like we discussed before Christmas, by the way, guys, Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank you.
So, with the more no budget, you know, like I said, a lot of people are and were very, very scared and were looking for strategies to minimize the impact of the budget. So we found out with Integris and the PPP program that it was really a way to use a deduction inside the corporation to build pension plan. And I will let Adrian talk a little bit more about this, but there's something new that I would like to bring to your attention also.
Okay, these are personal pension plans, which is something where you can take the Income Tax Act and access it when it comes to pension laws. A lot of business owners don't do this. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Adrian, and I will pick it up after. You know, go ahead with the PPP, which is really, really getting some traction right now.
Thanks, Andrew, and thanks to Eric as well, and you're quite right. You know, the thing is that people should keep in mind that these types of plans have been around since 1991, but they really haven't taken a lot of uptake with business owners or their accountants until recently, as Eric said, with the more no measures and the federal government, you know, increasing taxes for business owners. Now, all of a sudden, personal pension plans have become the topic du jour, and it's not anymore the best kept secret as it has been for many years.
So what's the reaction? Because, you know, I'm always of the mind that Canadians pay more taxes than they should, generally speaking. We know about the offshore tax shelters and weasels with the Paradise Papers and the Panama Papers, but most small business owners get it in the neck. Most small business owners are, you know, run a difficult, tight ship. Most business owners that employ most of the people in this country have a harder time than you may think. And they're paying too much in taxes. Why aren't business owners and all of the systems of the investment advisors, the accountants, why aren't they telling them about, you know, individual pension plans and the upgrade, the personal pension plans? Why aren't they doing this, guys? I mean, you guys are you know, alerting your clients, but what's going on?
On my, for me, basically, is a lot of people in the accounting sphere, they don't really want to be the pioneer in offering things like that, which is blowing my mind a little bit, you know, and people should be aware and very excited in bringing to their clients something new that can help them out. And we're talking about something new. Right now, it's not that new anymore, like Adrian was saying. You know, I mean, the regular PPI, you know, or IPP exists since 26 years, or were invented or created 26 years ago when Integris put that tweak to it 5 years ago, which is not that new. But it takes time. You know, it takes a lot of education. We need to talk to tax experts. We need to talk to the clients, the higher net worth client, the business owners, community in Canada, and be able to look at it straight in the eyes, you know, and say, listen, it makes sense. You know, I mean, you need to find a way to put money aside for your retirement. And that one is a way where basically it's going to be a deduction from your corporation allowed by the government, you know, not anything like Panama paper or something like that. Mm. Very, very straightforward, approved by the CRA, and still very, 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 a lot of people, we need to push them. But right now, I can feel it. We have a lot of traction with that mono budget that started, you know, on the drawing board last summer. A lot of people are asking questions. So I don't know if you see the same thing on your end, Adrian, but...
Yeah, I would just add to that, that, you know, I think the reason, Andrew, that, you know, these programs haven't really taken off is they're not a simple program. They're a bit complex. We're talking about pension rules and regulations. And quite frankly, business owners are busy, and they're busy and they're successful because they're busy. So they don't have time to look at anything beyond the simple RSP, or they rely on their accountant or advisor, who also may not be pension experts. And that's where Integris comes in, because they take the big load off and say, look, you don't need to be a pension expert to set one of these programs up for yourself. We are the pension experts. So come to us. We can help you. We got a turnkey program. It's better than the old IPP. Let's do the heavy lifting.
And you guys don't actually manage the money, right? You set up a program, but you don't manage people's money.
Integris does not, no. But Eric, I think you work with a firm that does manage money for people. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, we are a fully full-fledged private management, you know, so this is what we do. Or it could be on a platform with insurance companies also, depending now, on the volume or the size.
I want to jump in here. Good for Regar. Eric Shepard joins us. He's with Regar Financial Services in Quebec City. Adrian Reynolds joins us from Toronto. He's with Integris Pension Management. The Globe and Mail did their own journalistic due diligence. And several writers have come to the table saying Canadians should wake the frig up when it comes to pension laws and personal pension plans. That this is a good thing for, you know, business owners in terms of paying less tax. Strangely, the business media, and I'm not, you know, I'm primarily an entertainer. I approach journalism. I have academic qualifications for dissecting international relations and current events. I've done my schooling, but I'm not a financial journalist. Yet the people that every day, oh, it's tax season, oh, RSP time, all the people in the business media are failing Canadians when it comes to not discussing things new. How many things are new when it comes to business news? Not very friggin' much is new. So why isn't it incumbent upon the business media to do more with personal pension plans? And by the way, in my experience, most investment advisors don't really care if you pay more tax or not. They, generally speaking, don't do taxes. So this upsets me. I'll let you guys have the final word on this.
So basically, at Regar, you know, we're a full-fledged financial firm, and we care about the amount of taxes that our clients pay, you know. So we look at it, and we work with the other professional, with the tax expert and the accountant, and we try to build a team of professionals around the business owners. And this is something that we do through education, education, education. So I know it's not something sexy that I'm talking about, Andrew, but we need to talk about it all the time, all the time, all the time. Hammer the same nail over and over again. Like, go through.
And, you know, I've heard people say, you know, my accountant wasn't that excited about it. And then another guy, I overheard this in a restaurant, and the guy says, well, guess what? I'm saving like $1 million more than you are. What's wrong with that? These are two guys, same kind of business. One has a personal pension plan, the other doesn't. Adrian?
Well, you bring up a really good point, Andrew. And Eric, I think in his business, is very similar to Integris. You got to keep in mind the financial industry in Canada does not hold the advisors or the accountants, for that matter, to a fiduciary standard of care for their clients. So there's an inherent, you know, do what's in the best interest of your clients at all times, but they're not held to a legal standard. Whereas with Integris, We have pension lawyers and officers on staff. We are held to a fiduciary standard. We have to do what's in the best interest of the clients at all times. So where you have one advisor or accountant that says, I'm just going to do what's easy. The RSP is just easy. You know, we know that. We've been doing that for 20 years. This pension thing, it's complicated. I don't want to learn about it. So you know what? Are they doing their clients a favor? I don't think so. And they're not held to that standard.
I think the public, the business owners public, have to push their investment advisors and accountants on this and say, hey, look at an IPP or a PPP for me. Eric, go ahead. Last word.
Basically, I think you're exactly right. You know, I mean, people need to be curious. They need to force the community of financial advisor, financial services, their accountants. They need to be more curious and push their professional in finding ways, creative ways, legal ways of saving taxes.
Keep the money in your family. That's Eric Chevrette with Regard Financial Services in Quebec City. Also joining us today, Adrian Reynolds with Integris Pension Management. That's INTEGRIS, Integris Pension Management. Look them up at thepersonalpensionplan.com. Tweet me at Andrew Crystal with a K. See you folks next week. God bless you.
Well, you just laugh it off, it was all okay.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Racetime Radio.
Stay up to date on all your Canadian racing news and highlights each Sunday night right here on Racetime Radio. We'll feature the sport's biggest stars and rising talent from here at home and across North America and take your calls all live, coast to coast.
Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks, SiriusXM 167.
Good job, driver. Good job.
Discover a place where the sun and the tunes are shining bright.
This is Jimmy Buffett, and whether I'm traveling by land, by sea, or by air, Radio Margaritaville is my soundtrack.
Immerse yourself in a mix of Jimmy's favorite island music, commercial-free rock, reggae, folk, and live concerts to transport you to an instant warm weather vacation.
It's Radio Margaritaville.
Channel 24 and on the SiriusXM app.
Hello, I'm Bruce Selry, host of Moolah La, Money Made Simple. My job is to inspire you to get a handle on your money so you can live the life you want. If personal finance makes you want to dry heave or take a nap, tune in for a new spin on it. We'll talk about getting better at saving, spending, investing, and borrowing. Not so your parents will be proud of you, but because it will lower your stress levels and get you more of what you really want. Moolah La, Money Made Simple, every weekend on Canada Talks, SiriusXM 167.